This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, August 10th, 2022, the Feast of St. Lawrence, by Father William Doc Holliday.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Those are the last words of the Gospel. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Knowing the story of the deacon St. Lawrence is one that is of the pinnacles of service to our Lord Jesus Christ. Long story short, our deacon Lawrence, he is confronted with the persecutions. He knows that they're going to come for the treasures of the church. So he spends it all. He spends it all on the poor. He buys them clothing. He doles out the monies to them. He buys them food. And then he's called to task about turning over the money, and he brings those poor people in before the magistrate and says, there's your money right there. This infuriates the magistrate, and consequently, the deacon is tormented beyond our imagination. We wouldn't do it to a puppy. We wouldn't do it to a snake or a turtle or a lizard, what they did to this man. And the more he resisted, and by I mean resist, I don't mean kicking and screaming and fighting them. I mean scoffing at them. The more he scoffed at them at what they did to him, the more infuriated they became. And it just got worse and worse. It is putting man's parameters on it. Go, there is no reason for such a thing. In God's eyes, there is a tremendous reason for such a thing. This is why we do not put parameters on what we think God should do and just deal with what God in his providence has put on us, because he does all things well. How can anything be this well? It can be this well because we are talking about what happened to St. Lawrence over 2,000 years later. Unfortunately, statistically speaking, most of your great-great-grandchildren aren't going to know your first names. That's your great-great-grandchildren. This is the truth of the matter. And we speak of what the Holy Spirit did through this man over 2,000 years ago. This is why God does such things. Torments, absolutely beyond our imagination, of course, but that were fleeting. For a day or so, St. Lawrence is tormented, but then for 2,000 years plus, and as long as this earth exists, he will be venerated by Catholics for what he did. This is the reality of why God does some of the things he does. It's like when his apostles asked, Lord, why was this man born blind? Who sinned, him or his parents? Jesus looks at them, and with the eye roll, he says, no one sinned. It wasn't him. It wasn't his parents. But it is for the glory of God to be shown. This is how God shows his glory. This is scary, but this is true. This is what you should pray for. You should pray that these examples that we have, in some small way, we emulate them. The first prayer that we said today, the collect, and we give God glory, because when did you who didst endue blessed Lawrence with power to overcome the fires of his torments. Let us never lose sight of this fact. St. Lawrence was indeed an example for us, but why was he able to be an example for us? Because of what God, because no human being could endure such things and remain faithful. It just doesn't happen. When I was in the Marine Corps, I went to an escape and evasion school, and it was about if you get captured. And one of the first things they teach you is they're going to torture you and know this, you will break. It doesn't matter. You watch all the movies and all the tough guys and hear all the stories. It's not true. Nobody doesn't talk. Everybody talks. It's just, you're going to talk. Try as much as you can to limit what you say, because that's our human nature. Can't help it. You can't take that much. We don't want to bring that into our faith. And there are a lot of people who do bring that into their faith. I can't, if that would ever come to that, if it would ever come to persecution, I know I couldn't do that. Excellent. You should know that you couldn't do that, because guess what? You can't. It doesn't matter how faithful you are sitting in here in an air conditioned nice church. It is a matter of when that time may come, guess what? The Holy Spirit will give you the strength to endure that. That's where St. Lawrence got it. That's why we pray that in that prayer. Who didst endue Blessed Lawrence with the power to overcome his fiery torments? This is the reality. And this, if you look at it, again, if they come in here and started executing people, I guarantee you they wouldn't do it like this. It might even be a little bit nasty, but nothing like this. Why? Because when God gives us a high-end example of like this, that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does to comfort us. It makes it a little bit easier when we have to endure what we have to endure. You get your feathers ruffled because somebody says something bad about you, or whether it be true or not. You start thinking things like that, and then you think, you know what? I can't believe I'm getting my feathers all ruffled for this when St. Lawrence was, I'm not even going to get into the gory stuff they did to him. This, that, the other thing. You know, if you look at just one of the things that they did to him and not these progressively more tremendous torments that he endured, we have to appreciate the fact that when we are confronted with things in this world, you don't know how bad this hurts. Maybe I don't. Somebody actually sent me a text this past week. They asked a question, I answered. You don't understand what I've been through, the pastor. What was my response? Correct. I don't know what you've been through the past few years. But that doesn't negate what I said before. All right? This is the reality of things. It doesn't matter how bad things get. You know, the proverbial, it can always be worse. Believe you me, what I've done in both of my vocations throughout my life lets me know that that is so very, very true. It can always be worse. You don't know what, you know, I'm not going to try to one-up anybody when they say that. I'm just going to let that go for a while. But guess what? I've rarely meet anybody that can one-up me. I don't mean something I've experienced. I mean something that I've seen. Okay, this is just the reality of things. Our Lord tries to help us out by this, what did Lawrence do to be the example? I would never want to be that example. If God calls you to be that example, he'll give you the strength to be that example. But from these examples, we need to know how to proceed through our lives. In the old breviary, in the 1962 breviary, on today's feast day, it's interesting, as you're reading the Psalms, there are prayers that are attributed to St. Lawrence. And it really goes through our entire Catholic lives. When we reach they start when things start to get bad. The first prayer attributed to St. Lawrence, Heavenly Father, do not leave me, for I have already spent your treasures. You know, told a story before. He spent all the money of the church so he didn't have to turn it over to the governing authorities. And he said, you know, Lord, don't leave me because I've spent all your treasures. That's our graces as we go through lives, our lives. Our Lord provides us with graces, the treasures to draw us closer to Christ, to conform us more and more to his image, to make us less and less conformed to this world. He gives us these graces. And as he gives us these graces, as we live our lives, we should spend them. We should use them. But then you're going to reach that point when, now that you've spent all the graces and you've done all the things, now, because this is God's response to St. Lawrence, I am not leaving you, my son. A more severe trial is awaiting you for the faith in Christ. This is us. We live our lives while we're young, while we're healthy. and we do the things for the church that we're supposed to do. But then at the end, then that's when you're called to the severe trial. All the other things that you've dealt with your whole life, but when it comes to your end, that is the severest of trials. Because it's just you and Christ, you and your faithfulness. You can have a room full of holy people saying the rosary and doing all other kind of chaplets and reading novenas and scriptures and maybe a priest or two in there, and that is great. We all would desire that, but at the end of the day, it's you and Jesus Christ. And the Father's response is that I'm not leaving you, my son. A more severe trial is going to await you. We should always think when something's really bad, that there could be something worse, that there's possibly something worse. I would dare say there's probably something worse, because it will be so nice if it's not. But if you have it in the back of your mind that there probably may be something worse, we're doing exactly what the Lord said to St. Lawrence. So we need to prepare ourselves for our final demise. And then when we reach it, the second prayer attributed to St. Lawrence comes to the fore. This is when you spent all the graces, you spent all the treasures. St. Lawrence kept repeating, Lord Jesus Christ, God from God, have mercy on me, your servant. That's all he kept saying through the whole time of his trials. Lord Jesus Christ, God from God, have mercy on me, your servant. That's all we can rely upon. The graces are gone. You've used them all. Now it's just you and Jesus, and you need to appeal to him for your strength. This is the reality of our faith. Because when it comes out, then, after we rely on our Lord's mercies, and hopefully we persevere, the last prayer attributed to him, when asked, I proclaimed you as Lord. When roasted, I gave you thanks. As bad as it may get at the end, hate to be the downer all the time, but I'm always saying, why are we here? We are preparing ourselves for death. It doesn't matter how old you are. You should be preparing yourself for your death. And that should be the response. I've had faith. When I was asked, I proclaimed you as Lord. But when I was roasted, I was thankful. This is that St. Francis giving God lauds for no matter what he does in your life. And always I try to get my head around this whole St. Francis. It's not better to be rich than it is to be poor. Well, I've never been rich, so I really don't get that one right there. I've never been poor either. So, you know, I do what Proverbs says. I'm right in the middle. I'm happy with that. That's great. So I don't really get that one. But then he said, it's not better to be healthy than it is to be sick. Now, I have been sick, and I'm generally healthy, and in my perception, it's just better to be healthy. But that's my perception. Why is that? Because that's a human perception. When I think about, because St. Francis doesn't mean it feels the same if you're healthy or sick. He's trying to say that you need to embrace whatever God in his providence gives you, because it's for your betterment or the betterment of others. And or the betterment of others, because he speaks through us when things like that are happening. And I always say you get much more traction when you're a good Catholic when you're sick than when you're healthy. Much better, much more traction to be a good Catholic and to proclaim the gospel when you're in the hospital bed than it is when you're sitting in a restaurant somewhere answering somebody's questions about your faith. This is what our Lord wants for us. We need to have his graces to do this, because the last part of the prayer that we opened up with today at the Mass is, give us grace to quench the flames of our sins. This is another illustration of what happened to St. Lawrence. He is St. Lawrence now. He was not born St. Lawrence. I said on Sunday, I always say something different, same general gist in the homilies. In a couple of homilies, I made mention of the fact that no one is born a Catholic. No one is born a Christian. You can be born into a very faithful Catholic family, which praise God if you are, but you become a Catholic. You are baptized, you are confirmed, you are nurtured, you are sanctified by Holy Mother Church. Should be. This is the reality. No one's born like this. You become like this. And part of becoming like this is the burning away, sometimes literally, of your sin. It doesn't necessarily have to be like fire, like in combustion. Burning away sins can be the embarrassments or the humiliations of when you try to act prideful and you learn the lesson that you're not or you shouldn't be. These are the realities of our sins being burned away. Every time we have to walk into the confessional, it doesn't really feel that painful all the time, you know, if particularly if you're doing it correctly and pacing yourself correctly with it. It's never easy to go in there. Your sins are burned away a little bit more when you have to confess, if you do truly have the contrition and you do have a firm purpose to amend your life. So with what happened to St. Lawrence in a microcosmic way speaks of our Catholic life in its totality. This is why we have such examples. If you ever notice all the great saints, you never hear it. And Saint so-and-so lived his life walking around talking about grace and mercy, grace and mercy, grace and mercy. No, the great saints endured things like Saint Lawrence did. Those are the great saints. Even great saints that wanted to do such things as foster the veneration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Saint Margaret Mary was never burned at the stake or anything like that. But she lived her whole life without seeing what Lord had put on her heart to do. She died without seeing it come to fruition. That's painful. God asks you to do something and you keep trying and you keep trying. And then on your deathbed, you're like, I kept trying and trying. It didn't work. Yes, it did, St. Margaret Mary. Yes, it did. Okay, so we have to look at things this way. We don't look at them through human eyes. We look at them through the eyes of Christ. And just because it is, I was going to say uncomfortable, when it is downright horrendous when things happen in our lives, never lose sight of the fact that it is in God's providence. He does all things well. And when he does all things well, you can do nothing but benefit from it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.